interesting development, and of course what we're seeing now are three military security personnel trucks being used as barriers. One of our correspondents was describing this for us as a short time ago. He's there very close to where those vehicles are. Just tell me, we can see the three vehicles blocking a road between the two sets of protesters. Tell me what you're seeing.
Well, the pro-regime protesters Sahel are being pushed back gradually by the advancing anti-government ones. The rocks are still flying in all directions. Every so often I'm seeing someone bloodied, their face injured, running past me. We have to bear in mind that right now everyone is running. Everybody is running away from the square, from where the rocks continue to fly. You have to bear in mind that in the middle of Tahrir Square there are hundreds, if not thousands, of women and children that were present there throughout the week. So it's not only a battle between young men or old men. This is a lot of defenseless people, if you will, that will be caught up in this. And one has to ask where the military is, because they've literally just had three of their armored vehicles, their personnel vehicles, overtaken by a group of people. Just a few minutes ago, we did hear live fire, as my colleague mentioned. We're not sure who fired and in what direction, but there is no doubt that live fire was being used, Sahil.
And we can see, even from these images, if I just bring our viewers to look at the pink building that's right in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. There's a military man on the roof there, just watching what's going down on street level. And we've got people now, I think we can see Jamal on our screens.
It seems like there's a resurgence from the pro-regime demonstrators. They were pushed back gradually. Now they're trying to push again. But I assume the sheer number of anti-government protesters is proving to be too much. I don't know if you can hear the clanking and banging around me. That's rocks being broken by the pro-Mubarak regime. And just to refresh our viewers, that Tahrir Square throughout the week has been seen of peaceful protest. It is only when the pro-Mubarak regime entered that we suddenly saw this confrontation. Sahel.
And of course, on our screen now, we can see anti-Mubarak protesters on the right. We see pro-Mubarak supporters on the bottom left-hand of the screen. The military vehicles that you talked about seem to now be potentially in the possession of the anti-Mubarak protesters.
Well, that's just how things are unfolding. That's how quickly everything is unfolding. One minute it was in the arms of the military, then it was in the pro-Mubarak, and now it will be in the anti. The thing is,